Welcome to A-Level Computer Science Unlocked, the podcast that turns exam topics into marks. I'm your tutor for today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to master testing strategies for edXL, A-Level Computer Science, Specification Reference, A7.3. Whether you're revising for your first mock or doing a final week sweep before the real thing, this episode will give you everything you need. So grab a pen, because there will be a quick-fire quiz at the end, and trust me, you'll want to write down the key phrases. Let's set the scene. Imagine you've spent 6 months building a complex piece of software, maybe a school management system or an online banking app. Before it goes live, how do you know it actually works? That's exactly what testing strategies are about. And edXL loves this topic because it sits right at the heart of the software development lifecycle. It connects to your programming skills, your understanding of algorithms, and your knowledge of how real-world software is built and maintained. Now, the big picture first. Testing in software development is not about fixing bugs. I cannot stress this enough. Testing identifies the presence of errors. Debugging fixes them. These are two completely separate processes, and confusing them in the exam will cost you marks every single time. Write that down. Testing finds errors. Debugging fixes them. Okay, let's dive into the three main testing strategies you need to know: unit testing, integration testing, and system testing. Think of these as a ladder. You start at the bottom with the smallest pieces and work your way up to the whole system, starting with unit testing. A unit test checks a single subroutine or module in complete isolation from the rest of the program. The key word there is isolation. The developer writes a small test that calls just that one function and checks whether it returns the correct output for a given input. For example, imagine you've written a function called calculateDiscount that takes a price and a percentage and returns the discounted price. You would test that function alone, not the whole shopping cart system, just that one function. You'd pass in known values and check the output matches what you expect. Unit testing is what we call white box testing. That means the person doing the testing has full access to and knowledge of the source code. They can see every line, every branch, every loop. This allows them to design tests that cover all the logical paths through the code, making sure every if statement, every loop condition, every edge case is exercised. Examiners award marks specifically for mentioning that white box testing requires knowledge of the source code to test all logical paths. Use that phrase. Now, here's a really important point about unit testing. Because you're testing a module in isolation, what happens if that module depends on another module that hasn't been written yet? This is where stubs and drivers come in. A stub is a simplified dummy version of a module that the unit being tested calls. It just returns a preset value so the test can run. A driver is the opposite. It's a piece of code that calls the unit being tested, simulating the rest of the program. These tools allow developers to test modules independently, even when the full system isn't complete yet. Moving up the ladder to integration testing. Once your individual units have all passed their unit tests, you bring them together and test how they communicate with each other. Integration testing specifically checks that data is passed correctly between modules via their interfaces. The magic words for edXL here are interface and parameter passing. When two modules are connected, one passes data to the other through parameters. Integration testing verifies that this handoff works correctly, that the right data in the right format arrives in the right place. Here's an analogy that might help. Imagine you're building a car. Unit testing checks that each individual component works. The engine starts, the brakes grip, the steering wheel turns. Integration testing then checks that the engine connects properly to the gearbox, that the brakes connect to the pedal, that the steering column connects to the wheels. Each component might be perfect individually, but if the interfaces between them are wrong, the car still won't work. A common mistake candidates make is confusing integration testing with system testing. The key distinction is this. Integration testing is specifically about the interfaces and parameter passing between modules. It's not about whether the whole system meets user requirements. That comes next. And that brings us to system testing, the top of the ladder. System testing is performed on the fully integrated, complete software. The tester checks whether the entire system meets the original user requirements that were specified at the start of the project. System testing is black box testing. The tester does not look at or care about the source code. They interact with the software purely from the outside as a user would and verify that it behaves as specified. Think of it like this. If the user requirement says the system shall allow users to log in with a username and password and display their account balance, system testing checks exactly that. Does the login work? Does the correct balance appear? The tester doesn't care how the code achieves this internally. Now let's talk about two more testing types that EdXcel includes, alpha testing and beta testing. These come after system testing and are about real-world validation. Alpha testing is internal. It's carried out by the development team or people within the organization who built the software. They test it in a controlled environment before it's released to anyone outside. Beta testing is external. The software is released to a limited group of real end users who test it in their actual real-world environment, on their own devices, with their own data, in their normal working conditions. These users report bugs and issues back to the development team. The critical mark earning phrase here is, beta testing is performed by end users in a real-world environment before final release. Candidates frequently lose marks by confusing alpha as external and beta as internal. It's the other way around. Alpha is internal, beta is external. Now let's talk about designing test data, because EdXcel regularly asks you to create a test plan, and this is a guaranteed mark opportunity if you know the format. There are three types of test data you must always include. First, normal data, also called valid data. This is input that falls within the acceptable range and should be processed correctly. For example, if a field accepts ages between 0 and 120, a normal test value might be 25. Second, boundary data, also called extreme data. This is input at the very edges of the valid range. For our age example, the boundary values would be 0 and 120. Boundary testing is important because programs often have off-by-one errors at the limits of their ranges. Third, erroneous data, also called invalid data. This is input that should be rejected by the program. For age, this might be negative 5, or the text hello, or 200. The expected outcome for erroneous data should always be an error message or rejection, not acceptance. Examiners will not award marks for vague descriptions like I would test with invalid data. You must give a specific value. So instead of saying I would test with an invalid age, say I would test with the value negative 1, which is erroneous data, and the expected outcome is that the system displays an error message. Always present your test data in a table with four columns: test value, type, expected outcome, and actual outcome. This format is explicitly rewarded in mark schemes. All right, now let's move into exam tips and common mistakes, the section that can make the difference between a B and an A. Common mistake number one, saying testing fixes bugs. Never say this. Testing identifies errors. Debugging is the separate process of locating and correcting those errors. If you write unit testing fixes bugs in the module in the exam, you will lose the mark. Common mistake number two, confusing integration and system testing. Remember, integration testing is about interfaces and parameter passing between modules. System testing is about the complete system meeting user requirements. If a question asks about integration testing, use the words interface and parameter passing. If it asks about system testing, talk about user requirements and black box. Common mistake number three, confusing alpha and beta testing. Alpha is internal, done by the developers. Beta is external, done by real users in the real world. Common mistake number four, giving vague test data. Always give specific values with a type and an expected outcome. For discuss questions about testing strategies, EdXcel expects you to evaluate trade-offs. A strong answer will acknowledge that exhaustive testing, testing every possible input and combination, is theoretically impossible for any non-trivial program. There are simply too many possible inputs, so developers must make decisions about which tests are most important, balancing the cost and time of testing against the risk of software failure in production. A system controlling medical equipment demands far more rigorous testing than a simple to-do list app. For command words, if the question says state, give a brief factual answer in one sentence. Describe means explain what something is or does. Explain means give a reason. Use the word because to link cause and effect. Discuss means evaluate both sides and reach a conclusion. Now let's do our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, pause for a moment, then give the answer. Cover your notes if you can. Question one, what is the key difference between unit testing and integration testing? Pause. Answer. Unit testing tests individual modules in isolation. Integration testing tests that data is passed correctly between modules via their interfaces. Question two, is system testing white box or black box testing? Pause. Answer. Black box. The tester does not look at the source code. they test the system against user requirements from the outside. Question 3. Name the 3 types of test data you should always include in a test plan. Pause. Answer: normal data, boundary data, and erroneous data. Question 4. What is the difference between alpha testing and beta testing? Pause. Answer: alpha testing is internal, carried out by the development team. Beta testing is external, carried out by end users in a real-world environment. Question 5. Does testing fix bugs? True or false? Pause. Answer: false. Testing identifies the presence of errors. Debugging fixes them. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If any caught you out, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways for testing strategies A7.3. 1. The 3 main testing strategies are unit, integration, and system, each with increasing scope. 2. Unit testing is white box and tests individual modules in isolation. Integration testing checks interfaces and parameter passing between modules. System testing is black box and checks the complete system against user requirements. 3. Alpha testing is internal. Beta testing is external by real users in a real-world environment. 4. Testing identifies errors. Debugging fixes them. Never confuse these two. 5. Always design test data with specific values across 3 types: normal, boundary, and erroneous. Present them in a table. 6. For integration testing questions, always use the technical terms interface and parameter passing to secure the marks. 7. For discuss questions, evaluate the trade-off between the cost of exhaustive testing and the risk of software failure. That's everything for today's episode. You've covered unit, integration, and system testing, alpha and beta testing, test data design, and the key exam techniques that will earn you marks. Go and do some retrieval practice. Close your notes and write down everything you can remember. Then check back and fill in the gaps. Good luck in your exams. You've got this.